Another innovation in terms of, at least at this point, ER-positive patients, no negative specifically, has been the Oncotype DX assay. Can you review sort of what your take is on that and what do you think it means clinically?
Yeah, we're very excited about the possibilities of a truly genomic approach to the disease. And where we use the Oncotype DX are in the borderline cases where a low recurrence score would really preclude you from giving cytotoxic chemotherapy. And we've been very enthusiastic in that application. In the patient who either has a larger tumor or a higher grade tumor, or there are other mitigating factors, we're certainly not using the Oncotype DX as a sole factor in precluding people from cytotoxic chemo. But boy, in those borderline cases, it's been enormously helpful.
Is there any patient in your practice that you could present without their names or any identifying information where, you know, the Oncotype really was helpful?
A wife of a Nobel laureate, educated, proactive woman with a 9mm ER positive, node negative breast cancer.
HER2 negative, I assume.
HER2 negative. No worrisome features in the tumor, no LVI. She's on that 1 centimeter cusp, where if the pathologist had said 1.1 centimeter, it's likely at Memorial she would have bought chemo. We send off the specimen to Genomic Health, and it comes back with a very, very low recurrence score. She steps away from chemotherapy with a clear conscience. She goes on an aromatase inhibitor and is spared 4 months of, at our place, what would be dose-dense Adriamycin and Taxane.
How's she doing on the AI?
Great. No problems whatsoever.